When secular liberals and devout Islamists combined in Tahrir Square last year, they sent a pulse of energy surging through the corridors of autocracy in Egypt that blew Hosni Mubarak out of office. Now they're back, more Islamists than liberals this time, and again the streets around Tahrir Square are filled with the quickening feet of thickening crowds rushing to join demonstrations. Last year's protests were powerful because they were huge and because they had a clear and simple goal, Mr. Mubarak's removal. For now, the demonstrators are fewer in number and their message is slightly more complex. They're worried, this man told me, that the army is in the process of stealing the election by quietly seizing more and more power for itself.
It's not totally stolen, but they have put some obstacles to fully transfer the power of the revolution and the voice of the street and the voice of the critical mass to rule the country.
Both candidates are claiming victory, but these protesters feel unofficial figures favour the Muslim Brotherhood's man. And many Egyptians believe the country's generals are reacting with a kind of creeping, subtle, slow-motion military coup. The newly elected parliament has been dissolved, and the army is to pick the legal experts who'll draft the new constitution. That does raise the spectre of a military continuing to exercise power in parallel with an Islamist president. But there are plenty of Egyptians who seem to be reconciled to that prospect because they fear that otherwise the Muslim Brotherhood might turn their secular society into something resembling the theocracy of Iran.